Last night in Washington, something horrific happened. A brutal terrorist shot in cold blood a young, beautiful couple, Yaron Lyshinsky and Sarah Milgram. Yaron had just bought an engagement ring for Sarah. He was planning to give it to her in Jerusalem next week. They were planning to start a new and happy life together. Well, that tragically did not happen. Yaron and Sarah weren't the victims of a random crime. The terrorist who cruelly gunned them down did so for one reason and one reason alone. He wanted to kill Jews. And as he was taken away, he chanted, "Free Palestine." This is exactly the same chant we heard on October 7th. On that day, thousands of terrorists stormed into Israel from Gaza. They beheaded men. They raped women. They burned babies alive. They butchered 1,200 innocent people and took 251 innocent people hostage to the dungeons of Gaza. A short time afterwards, Chancellor Scholz of Germany visited Israel. And after he saw the horrors, he said to me, "These Hamas terrorists are exactly like the Nazis." He was right. And if they could get away with it, these Hamas terrorists would have slaughtered every last Jew on earth. For these neo-Nazis, Free Palestine is just today's version of Heil Hitler. They don't want a Palestinian state. They want to destroy the Jewish state. They want to annihilate the Jewish people who've been in the land of Israel for 3,500 years. I could never understand how this simple truth evades the leaders of France, Britain, Canada, and others. They're now proposing to establish a Palestinian state and reward these murderers with the ultimate prize. Well, for 18 years, we had a de facto Palestinian state. It's called Gaza. And what did we get? Peace? No. We got the most savage slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. You won't be surprised to learn that Hamas thanked President Macron and Prime Minister Starmer and Carney for demanding that Israel end its war in Gaza immediately. Hamas was right to thank them, because by issuing their demand, replete with a threat of sanctions against Israel, not Hamas, these three leaders effectively said they want Hamas to remain in power. They want Israel to stand down and accept that Hamas's army of mass murderers will survive, rebuild, and repeat the October 7th massacre again and again and again, because that's what Hamas has vowed to do. I say to President Macron, Prime Minister Carney, and Prime Minister Starmer, when mass murderers, rapists, baby killers, and kidnappers thank you, you're on the wrong side of justice. You're on the wrong side of humanity. And you're on the wrong side of history. Now, these leaders may think that they're advancing peace. They're not. They're emboldening Hamas to continue fighting forever. And they give them hope to establish a second Palestinian state from which Hamas will again seek to destroy the Jewish state. And mind you, it's not going to be a state free of Hamas. When you establish a Palestinian state, we've seen it. The radicals take over. Iran sends them in and they take over. So don't give us this talk. It'll be a peaceful Palestinian state. It won't be. But the hypocrisy doesn't stop there. These and other leaders have bought into Hamas's propaganda that says Israel is starving Palestinian children. And not only is Hamas putting out this lie, a few days ago, a top UN official said that 14,000 Palestinian babies would die in 48 hours. You see, many international institutions are complicit in spreading this lie. The press repeats it, the mob believed it, and a young couple is then brutally gunned down in Washington. So here are the facts. Since October 7th, Israel has sent 92,000 aid trucks into Gaza. That's right, 92,000 aid trucks. That includes 1.8 million tons of aid. 1.8 million tons of aid. More than enough food to feed everyone in Gaza. Yet as we had let the aid come in, Hamas stole it. They took a huge chunk for themselves. The rest they sold at exorbitant prices to the Palestinian population. And then they used the money they stole to recruit new terrorists to continue their war against Israel. Our goal from the start was to get food to Palestinian civilians, not to Palestinian terrorists. So we consulted with our American allies. What do we do to prevent Hamas from looting the aid? Well, together we devised a mechanism to achieve this goal. American companies will distribute the food directly to Palestinian families. They'll do so in safe zone secured by our military. And this will allow us to complete our goal of destroying Hamas while enabling aid to reach the civilian population. We'll complete the construction of the first distribution zones in the coming days. Ultimately, we intend to have large safe zones in the south of Gaza, and the Palestinian population will move there for their own safety while we conduct combat in other zones and receive humanitarian aid there without Hamas interference. In the meantime, we authorize letting trucks enter Gaza to provide for immediate needs. Yesterday, I think more than 100 trucks went in. More will come in today. I tell you this, no army in the world has ever gone to such lengths to provide aid to the civilian population in the midst of intense combat. And Hamas, of course, opposes this. It shoots Palestinian civilians who want to leave for safe zones, and it shoots Palestinian civilians who want to prevent Hamas terrorists from looting the aid trucks intended for them. As for the hostages, we'll do every effort to secure them. I'm ready for a temporary ceasefire to get more out. But we demand, and you should demand, that all of our hostages be released and released immediately. And so should every civilized country demand this. We're in an intense seven-front war that was launched against us by Iran and its proxies. Sometimes in war, accidents happen. One such incident happened the other day in Jenin, and thankfully no one was hurt. Our military has expressed its regret over the event because we don't target civilians or diplomats. We target terrorists, exactly the opposite of Hamas. They target civilians, ours, and they hide behind civilians, theirs. They use them as human shields. That's a double war crime. But I don't hear that coming from anyone of those countries that criticize Israel. For those who say that Israel stands alone, I say we're not alone. Justice stands with us. The truth stands with us. History stands with us. And so do countless people around the world who can tell the difference between right and wrong, between good and evil. I want to thank all of them. And I especially want to thank President Trump and the American people for their forthright stand with Israel and with the Jewish people. Together we stand, together we'll triumph, and we'll see the victory of civilization over barbarism.